Hours after Chadian forces fought off a rebel assault on the capital, N'Djamena, the UN Security Council called on the attackers to end the violence. The council president, Chinese ambassador Wang Guangya, read a statement linking the attack to worsening conditions along the border between Chad and Sudan.
The members of the Security Council expressed their deep concern regarding the deteriorating situation in Darfur and the recent attacks by armed groups in Chad. The members of the Security Council condemned any attempt to seize power by force and called on the rebels to put an end to violence and to participate in the democratic process.
The statement made clear that it also referred to recent armed attacks on camps housing many of the 200,000 Sudanese who have fled vicious fighting in Darfur over the past 3 years. France, the former colonial power in Chad, says the rebels who attacked N'Djamena Thursday appeared to be isolated units and that the main rebel force had been halted outside the capital. France's UN ambassador Jean-Marc de la Sablière said he had been told the attacking force consisted of about 800 well-equipped fighters, but he noted that the Security Council is gravely concerned by reports that the attackers were operating from bases in Darfur.
Darfur is today on the top of the agenda of the Security Council. It's a very complex issue. And what is happening now in Chad is complicating more and more this issue. The links between Darfur and Chad are really worrisome. So we want the African Union totally engaged and to try to settle the issue.
De La Sablière linked the Chadian rebel force to Arab militias in Darfur known as Janjaweed. The pro-Sudanese government militias are accused of carrying out a campaign of ethnic cleansing against black African villagers in Darfur. The Khartoum government, however, has denied backing the militias. The United Nations is making preparations to take over a beleaguered African Union peacekeeping force in Darfur in the coming months. UN officials say the 7,000-strong force has been largely ineffective in efforts to stop what many are calling an ongoing genocide in an area the size of France. But Sudan's government has expressed strong opposition to the UN takeover, and Secretary General Kofi Annan's envoy to the region recently told the Security Council that takeover plan appears to be unraveling in the face of fierce Sudanese pressure. In a statement Thursday, Secretary General Annan said he was greatly troubled by the worsening security situation in Chad. In a separate statement, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees appealed to all sides in Chad to respect the civilian character of camps for the Darfur refugees along the border with Sudan. The agency operates 12 facilities in eastern Chad, housing as many as 200,000 people, and officials this week reported armed men had entered one camp during a food distribution to 17,000 refugees. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.